right. So KUFO, the morning show, Kid Chris, and the morning show, Marconi. You guys, good morning. It's your neighbor down the hall.
Right across from the kitchen over
by
there.
By the kitchen. And you guys are by the bathrooms,
yeah,
right?
That's where we belong.
That's where you'll find us.
Now, I know, wow, you guys have major echo in that room over there. I can hear it on this end.
Do we really?
Oh, man.
Maybe they're in a cave.
Take it up with our engineers. They've stopped responding to us, would you? And the only reason they respond to you and Lars is because you guys carry weapons in the building.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
Actually, we just go right on the air and complain, and they do not like that.
No, microphone is our weapon.
Yes.
Hey, I needed to talk to you guys. I really needed your assistance. I'm trying to explain to Sheila why it's the worst idea in the world to have Steven Tyler on American Idol.
And I love him. I think he's a total rock star on the show.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that because, you know, American Idol was one of the worst shows that everybody watched last night, I think.
Awful.
Because but every year we say that and it gets bigger and bigger. But, you know, I'm not a huge Aerosmith fan, but a bigger Aerosmith fan when they were on drugs back in the 70s.
Classic.
Yeah, that's when Dave liked them, too.
When they were bad, they're the bad boys of Boston. And to have Steven Tyler up there with J-Lo, I mean, you know, it's a fine show, but there's no edge. He's losing his edge.
Right, right. There's no teeth anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
No teeth. They're all capped.
This is where I disagree.
let me tell you, as we have the gang pile here, Steven Tyler, like Madonna, any great artist, kind of gets what music is about, that you have to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be the best thing for Aerosmith that you've ever seen. I predict record sales for them this year.
Well, I kind of agree with Sheila, where as far as the TV side, I'm annoyed with Aerosmith and all their songs because, like, the Permanent Vacation and stuff, that stuff is banged into my head and I'm sick of it.
Agreed. Yeah.
But he was just, I thought, a lovable, hilarious dude on TV.
Totally. Yeah, I'm with you. I'll give you a big kiss if we weren't on the phone.
Oh. Hello. Well, I'll step aside.
Well, you know what? Actually, you know, Sheila, you're the one with the big sun lamp, right?
Yeah.
I need one of those. I have a depression issue, so honestly, I need to talk to somebody.
Come on over, sweetheart. Light. I'll make you feel better.
Prepare to never see again. Have your retinas burned out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing with American Idol, man, it was I couldn't stop watching it because I was waiting for all the freaks, but they really focused on the new panel last night.
Totally. That, you know what? I say that they're going to have not only the number one viewing audience in the nation again, but they'll probably really find some good stars. They've done their homework to find some very, very good talent.
You guys are not the allies I'd hoped you'd be.
Well, you know what, man?
We always agree with the girl. That's our,
We've taught you correctly, haven't we, guys?
Oh, man.
A real guy would have been watching the Blazers last night.
Pork chop.
We know how that's going to end.
By Sacramento. Oh. Yeah, don't, you know, I shut AI off and watched the Blazers.
All right. We'll give Pork Chop the final word because he makes a fine and dandy point.
Because he can't finish the sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, guys. You know, I'm with Sheila on part of it as far as I don't agree with the record sales things because he's not getting along with the band right now, so I don't think that's going
to... That's okay. This re-release. You tell me they're going to turn down an offer from iTunes to re-release, please.
No, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Steven Tyler's going to go solo, and Aerosmith is done.
No.
That's a
prediction. By the way, Dave's never won a bet in our career together, so just note that.
You know, if he loses his bet, we ought to make him shave his head.
Cruel. It always goes there.
Dave, you're sexy.
You know, that just goes to show you guys got nothing. You got nothing.
We always go to personal attacks here.
You've been on for 5 minutes. He's already figured the whole thing out.
Yeah.
All right, good luck, guys.
All right, guys.
You guys. We'll
flush the toilet, would you?
We'll see you in the kitchen.
Bye.